Okay, so mukhang napasarap ng tulog yung iba, di ba? Dahil it's quite cold. Sabi nga nila, it's bed weather. So we praise the Lord dahil napakainit ng mga nakaraang araw, and the Lord has given us this blessing of rain. Although, dito po sa atin, medyo tumutulong ngayon. Sa stage, nakita ko kanina, abang nag-worship, ay tumutulong po dyan. Now, Oswald Chambers, the author of My Utmost for Highest, he said, crisis reveal character. And I agree with him with this. When he said, crisis reveal character. When we are put to the test, the hidden resources of our character are revealed exactly. So in the midst of suffering, can we remain true to our words? To give you an example, I just saw this in Facebook. Nung nangungutang daw ang haba ng litanya. Kapag nagsisingilan na, ano na yung sagot? K na lang. Minsan hindi pa nagpapakita. Crisis reveal our character. Perhaps we don't have any issues on debt and we don't make promises when it comes to our debt. But what about when you say that you will come at an agreed time? Does your friends or do your friends believe you? When you said, yes, I will be there at 5 p.m., I will be there at 6 p.m., do they believe you? Or they will say, he will come around 7 p.m. pa yan. Diba? Hindi yan darating ng 5 p.m., always late. Do they believe your words? Do your friends believe you when you say something, or they just simply know that you are simply exaggerating things when you make your story? What do you think your family will say about your character? Especially when we are talking about integrity. Do your children believe you when you make promises to them? So today, God is calling us to live a life of integrity. Where can we find that? That is in James chapter 5, verse 12. May I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. James chapter 5, verse 12. Here's what the Word of God is saying to us. But above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. May God be praised for the reading of His Word. Let us pray. Father, once again, we are here and we ask, Father, for your Spirit to be with us as we study your word. Lord, help us to really see the lesson, Lord God, behind this verse. Because, Lord, this verse, perhaps we're just studying one verse this morning, but this is so pregnant when it comes to its meaning. And help us, Lord God, to see, Lord, integrity in this verse. Help us to see the big idea of this verse. And most importantly, Lord, help us to apply this verse in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated. Again, church, our anniversary will be on July 1. It will be our fifth year. So we only have two services, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And also I'd like to encourage you to join us every third Saturday of the month. We have what we call GLS Huddle. That's a Global Leadership Summit Huddle. And we do it here in our place. That's around 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So I would like to encourage you. So this coming Saturday, June 16, we'll be talking about leadership every third Saturday of the month. And on the fourth Saturday, it's Happy Wife, Happy Life with Chinky Tan. So I hope that you will pre-register after the service. Please do pre-register at the lobby. So that, because we'd like to, syempre, kailangan GCF New Valley muna. So we're trying to, as much as possible, makuha muna yung numbers ng GCF New Valley before we announce it outside. So after the service, if you are interested, then I hope that you will come on June 23. The registration fee is just 400 pesos per couple. That's already per couple. And it comes with a book. And also, we praise the Lord for our giving. Last Sunday, indeed, the Lord is so good to GCF New Valley. If you will see at the back of your bulletin, we had 227,916. Can we give God a round of applause? Because this is somehow, that is a testament of how good, how faithful God is to GCF Nuvali. And again, let me tell you, that by July, okay, our rental here in GCF Nuvali will go down from 300,000 plus to 125, but that does not mean that that will be only our expense starting July. Remember that we are going to pay our bank loan, and I will announce to you how much will be our bank loan, because we are still working that on our bank. And then, and also, aside from the bank loan, we have ministry. Ministry will not stop just because of the building project. Our ministry will continue. Remember that you are giving not only for the building project, but for the vision and mission of the church, and that is to multiply authentic disciples of Jesus. That is our ministry. That's why last Sunday, hindi nga lang po siya umabot ng 10 a.m. dito, sa 3 p.m. po nag-report, because we have a church planting effort at Alaminos, Laguna. Nandito po si Pastor Joel Beroya and his family, and he reported what's going on in Alaminos, Laguna. So that's part of our ministry. So kasama po yun sa ating mga sinusuportahan. And aside from that, we know we're also supporting COSA, the Church on the Streets and Alleys, that from time to time, we give to them. They are the ones who are taking care of the street children in Manila. So yan po yung mga kapartner din natin, part din ng ministry ng GCF Nuvali. So I personally thanking God for all of you for partnering with us. And rest assured that we will always report our financial, even weekly. You can see our giving. Wala po tayong tinatago dyan. Everything is being reported, and I hope after pumaayos ng accounting yung ating financial statement, we will post it at the lobby so you can freely see our financial standing and what is happening when it comes to the blessing that the Lord is giving us. So may you continue to partner with us in blessing this church, and by doing so, we are blessing our community through the proclamation of the gospel, the salvation that can only be found in Christ and Christ alone. Now, going to our passage today, we are now on the third to the last sermon based on the book of James. Last week, we discussed about being patient. So the question now is, did we practice patience? Tanungin mo nga yung katabi mo, naging pasensyoso ka ba? Pasensyosa ka ba? Kung nasaan ka man, in your workplace, in your school, in home, much more inside our home, we need to practice patience. Remember, a Christian must patiently endure hardships and heartaches until when? Until Christ's return. Matagal-tagal po yun. If the Lord will tarry, then matagal-tagal pa. If the Lord will come, praise the Lord. At least, hindi naubos yung ating pasensya. Yeah? But, habi ko nga, hindi po totoong nauubos ang pasensya. Because the Bible says, we must be patient until Christ's return. And today, in connection with that, we also need to learn that in view of Christ's return, we must live a life of integrity. After James talked about patience, he now connected it with oath or swearing. What is the connection of making oath to patience? Warren Wiersbe said, "It is easy to say things, okay? It is easy to say things you do not mean and even make bargains with God when you are going through difficulties." And there are times that we make promises to God simply because we want to get out of our situation. Lord, I will do this, I will do that. Please, remove me from this situation. But the question is, do we fulfill our promises to God? So from practicing patience, the Bible is calling us to be truthful with what we say. Therefore, we must live a life of integrity. Look at what he said in verse 12. The word of God says, "But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no." James said, above all. And the word but there, it acts as a connector. So this verse is linked again to the previous passages, previous verses, which talks about patience. Remember, the original audience of James, he's talking to the 12 tribes in dispersion. And we can find that in James chapter 1, verse 1. Meaning they were dispersed because of persecution, so they were having a hard time. And aside from being persecuted, where they are living right now, where they were living right now, they receive injustice. And James somehow gave us a glimpse in James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, wherein these selfish rich people, they defrauded their workers. And maybe one of the workers or some of the workers there are Jewish believers. And then James said, be patient, patiently endure hardships and heartaches until Christ's return. Yes, they need to patiently wait for Christ's return, but there's an action as we wait for Christ's return. That's why he said, don't grumble, don't complain about your situation, about each other as you wait upon the Lord. And in connection, he said, above all, this will put emphasis on what he will say. James will now say, above all, do not swear. Do not swear. Now, what is swearing? Pag kasi nakita natin yung swearing, naalala natin sino? Ating presidente, di ba? Huwag naman sana, doon natin maalala lang yung ating presidente. Now, let me tell you, that is not the kind of swearing that we're talking about. Okay? Because in the original language, the Greek word omnio, it means to affirm. Okay? To affirm the truth of a statement by calling on a divine being to execute sanctions against a person if the statement in question is true. In other words, okay, like what Kinner said, this is about oaths. Oaths generally called on the gods. This is what is happening during their time. Oaths generally called on the gods to witness the veracity of one's intention and had to be kept or invited a curse on the one who had spoken the untruth. Now, to understand this, we need to see where James is coming from, because they know the Old Testament, and even the Jewish believers, they know the Scripture, the Old Testament. And what is the prohibition in the Old Testament? In Exodus chapter 20, it says there, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Leviticus chapter 19, it says, you shall not swear, you shall not take an oath by my name falsely. And so profane the name of your God, I am the Lord. That is the prohibition. Now, what is permitted based on the Old Testament? It says there, now suppose someone lives a donkey, ox, sheep, or any other animal with a neighbor for safekeeping, but eventually it dies and is injured or is taken away, and no one sees what happened. Now, what the, ano ngayon ang gagawin, di ba? Eh, nawala, na matay, wala naman siyang ginagawang masama talaga doon, pinagkatiwala lang sa kanya. It says there, the neighbor must then take an oath in the presence of the Lord, and if the Lord confirms that the neighbor did not steal the property, the owner must accept the verdict and no payment will be required. Because otherwise, if he is telling a lie, definitely the Lord, he is a God of justice, so that neighbor will know if that his neighbor of his is just telling a lie of what had happened. So I want you to remember this in Exodus chapter 22, because this is where James is coming from. So in their context, especially in the context of suffering, that is the book of James, okay, again, they can simply say, Lord, I will do this, I will do that, and I promise this by the heavens or by the earth or even by the Jerusalem. They will not invoke the name of the Lord. Dahil para pag sinabihan sila, ba't di mo sinutupad? Well, I did not say in God's name. I only say by the heavens or by the earth or by Jerusalem. And where can we find that? Look at what Jesus said about this, because I do believe that somehow James is quoting what the Lord Jesus has said in Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, we call it the Sermon on the Mount. And one of the teachings of Jesus is also about swearing. And look at what Jesus has said. Let's compare this side by side. Matthew chapter 5 and then James chapter 5. Look at what James said. James said, do not swear, either by heaven. And Jesus said, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven. And then Jesus gave the reason why. Because, for it is the throne of God. Now, what does this mean to them during the time of Jesus and James? We need to understand the background of oath-taking during their time. Because if we will just simply see this in our verse, it does not make sense. But we need to see the background of what is happening during their time. The IVP background commentary has said, okay, people swore by all sorts of things other than God to testify that their word was true. They reasoned that if they broke their oath based on any of these lesser things, at least they were not bringing God's name into disrepute. What does this mean? During the time of Christ and James, okay, what people will say, for example, they have a statement, and if the other party somehow, they are not sure if this person is really telling the truth, then he will swear by the heavens. I swear by the heaven that what I am saying is true. And if the other party found out that what he or she is saying is not true, the person who made the oath will simply say, I made an oath by the heaven and not by God's name. In other words, in our context, it's called palusot na lang yun. Wala naman talaga siyang planong tuparin. Kaya hindi niya in-invoke yung God's name, but rather, he just invoked lesser things. But Jesus said, even if you invoke by the heavens, binding pa rin yun. Why? Because Jesus said, it is the throne of God. Next, look at what James said. Or by the earth. And then Jesus, of course, said, or by earth. Why? Because it is God's footstool. So they are trying to maneuver. So okay, wag na lang heavens, earth na lang. Sabi naman ni Jesus, hindi pa rin naman yun. It's still binding. Because remember, heaven is his throne, Isaiah chapter 66, and then the earth is his footstool. And then James said, or by any other oath. What does he mean by that? Look at what Jesus said. Or even by Jerusalem. Because sometimes they even invoke Jerusalem. But Jesus said, no, it is the city of the great king. And even their heirs, they will just invoke lesser things for as long as they will not invoke God's name. Lulusot at lulusot. Parang ganun sa sinasabi natin ngayon. But Jesus said, you cannot even make one hair white or black. So I will do this in our context. I will do this, I will do that. Pero sa likod mo, di ba, ano yung tawag natin dito? Cross finger, di ba? You do not mean what you say. Yun yung sinasabi lang dito na, do not swear. Now here's the truth for all of us. It's easy for us to say things, especially when we are going through difficulties in life. We tend to make promises to God and even to men when we are going through tough situations in life. That's why even in the previous verses said, be patient. Instead of you saying things, you need to pray. That is what we were going to talk about next week. So about prayer, okay, in the context of a suffering. And then James puts an emphasis on this, as well as our Lord Jesus Christ, when he said, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. What James or even Christ is saying here is that they should be true to their words. Even if you do not invoke God's name, we must be true to our words. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. David Jeremiah said, God's people should have such integrity that they do not need to swear, to take an oath to support their words. Do your friends believe your words as it is? That you don't have to say many things in order for them to believe you. We must all become people of integrity. What can we learn from this when we talk about integrity? Being true to our words. Maybe you are not suffering right now, but still, there's an application for us here. Because we must all become people of integrity. We need to live with integrity. When you make promises, be sure you fulfill it. The big picture of this passage, when we talk about truthfulness, is integrity. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And when we talk about integrity, we must really mean what we say. We must do what we say. Vernon McGee has said, some people, even if they take an oath on a stack of Bible, there are people who simply do not honor their words. Huwag naman sana ang taga-GCF Nuvali yan. GCF Nuvali people, we are people of integrity. Amen? Ay, hindi nakasagot ng amen. Amen ba?
Amen.
Amen. We must live a life of integrity. This may sound like a cliche, but this is true. We must practice what we preach. Or sometimes we call it walk the talk. Kailangan totoo yan. There's no divide between our words and our works. They should go together. Kailangan nakikita yun. Live a life of integrity. This week, I had my checkup at Medicard at Humana Building. And my endo doctor gave me another medicine because my blood sugar was somehow off the chart. Okay, my fasting blood sugar is around 200. So nandiyan yung average ko ngayon. So medyo it's off the chart. So he gave me additional medicine. And somehow the medicine cost a lot. Ang lit-lit lang eh, di ba? Ang lit lang, ang mahal niya. And when my mom actually heard about the medicine, she told me that she can buy it for me at a discounted price because she's already a senior citizen. Okay? Because she still has prescription with the same meds, but actually her doctor changed her medicine for her diabetes. So, but she still has some prescription, so she can still buy it at a discounted price. At first, I said, oh, okay. Because she told me that she has around 32% discount at a drugstore. And then it just dawned on me that I will be preaching about integrity. Church, sabi ko, mahirap i-practice yan, especially when no one is looking on your shoulder. But it just simply dawned on me, oops, I'm going to preach integrity. Maybe that is why this is already the passage. Because the Lord will test me when it comes to integrity. And then all of a sudden, I just told my mom, Ma, wag na. Okay na yon. The Lord will provide. Wag na yan. Because yung prescription sa'yo yan eh. And the discount, it's for the senior citizen. Well, hindi pa naman ako senior citizen eh. Hintayin ko na lang na maging senior citizen ako. Makakakuha rin ako ng discount. Because, and then I just shared to her this passage, let your yes be yes, your no be no. It talks about integrity. Sabi niya, oh, tama yan, anak. Huwag na nga lang. Because both of us will commit sin against the Lord. Yes, people will not know that. Even the drugstore will not know that. But the Lord knows everything. He can see everything. So we must become people of integrity. Even though I struggled, let me tell you, I struggled during that time. Kasi laki ng discount eh. 32%. Marami-rami na rin gamot yun ah. Tatagal na yun. But let me tell you, the Word of God says, live with integrity. In view of God, in view of Christ's return, we must live with integrity. We must practice integrity even if no one is looking around us. What about you? Are you a person of integrity? Do you fulfill what you say? Let me give you some application to this. 10 rules of respect and integrity. And I got this. Let me just give credit to whom credit is due from GCF Ortigas. I got this application from them when they preach about this topic. Here are the 10 rules of respect and integrity, because respect and integrity, they go together. Okay? Here's the application for us. If you have problem with me, come to me. Huwag niyong sabihin niya sa iba. Relating to our words. Okay? Come to me privately. And if I have problem with you, I will come to you privately. Is it okay? Okay ba yung principle na yan? Yan ang gagawin natin dito? GCF New Valley? Okay. Third, if someone has a problem with me and comes to you, send them to me. And I will do the same to you. I will not entertain any of those things that he or she will say, but I will say, go to the person, talk to him. If someone consistently will not come to me, just say, let's go and see him or her together. I am sure he will see us about this thing. Kung ayaw, samahan mo. Halika, gusto mo, samahan kita. Doon mo sa kanya sabihin yan. Yan ang problema mo. And I'll do the same for you. And be careful how you interpret me. I would rather do that myself. On matters that are unclear, do not feel pressured to interpret my feelings or thoughts, because it is easy to misrepresent intention. Remember, kapag pinagsabihan natin pinagsabihan, yung integrity natin na nakataya dyan. If we do not go directly to the person. And I will be careful how I interpret you. And if it is confidential, whatever the thing is, don't tell. Because if you or anyone else comes to me in confidence, I won't tell. Unless, okay, the person is going to harm themselves or the person is going to harm someone else. And I expect the same from you. I do not read unsigned letters or notes. I do not manipulate, and I will not be manipulated, and do not let others manipulate you. Do not let others try and manipulate me through you. Malino ba yon? Okay ba yan? And lastly, when in doubt, just say it. If I can answer it without misrepresenting something or breaking a confidence, then I will. And the same is true for you. We should apply these principles in our lives. We need to live a life of integrity. Live a life of integrity. Now, why do we need to live a life of integrity? What is the purpose of James? Okay, what is the purpose of James for this command when he said, do not swear, let your yes be yes and your no be no? What is his purpose? Look at his purpose in verse 12. It says there, so that, that's a purpose statement or even a reason statement, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Now, the word condemnation can also be translated as judgment. Because this word, this is the Greek word krisis, it comes from the root word krino. And the word krino, many times James mentioned that in his letter. Look at how many times James mentioned the word judge or the Greek word krino. Look at that. The red ones. So many times that he mentioned the word judgment or judge. At least 12 times in his letter, he mentioned that word, including condemnation. That's the 13th time that he mentioned the word judgment. In the NASB or the New American Standard Bible, they translated it as judgment, not condemnation. So just the same, it's judgment. Now, what does the word judgment means for believers? Because he's talking to the believers. Again, like what I said last week, as believers, we will still face judgment. And we call it the judgment seat of Christ. This is a very, very important doctrine for us because the scripture is teaching it. James is teaching it. At least 13 times in his letter, he mentioned the word judgment. Now, what is the judgment seat of Christ? In the book of Revelation, we call it the great white throne judgment. That is the judgment for the unbelievers. That is for eternity, that they will go to the lake of fire. But when we talk about believers, we're talking about the judgment seat of Christ. And we can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 15. Look at what the Apostle Paul said about this thing. According to the grace of God given to us, like a skilled master builder, I lay the foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, okay, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will be manifested, for the day will disclose it. That's the judgment day, the judgment seat of Christ, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Each one here is talking to the believers. Okay? If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, what will happen? He will receive a reward. Verse 15, if anyone's work is burned up, what will happen? He will suffer loss. Though he himself will be saved, yes, he is saved, but he will suffer loss. But only as through the fire. And one commentary has said about this, the fire determines the reward. But the issue is not salvation. We're not talking about salvation here, but the reward. The worker is saved, yes, but the works are burned up. So James said, do not swear. Live a life of integrity so that you will not fall under judgment, so that it will not just simply be burned up. Because our works as a believer, I'm now talking about believers, our works, it will be tested by fire. And my prayer that all of us, once we face the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I pray that we will be recognized. We will all have a reward. Our works, be patient. Do not swear or live a life of integrity. That is what we learn in the book of James. Because if we do this thing, once it is being tested by fire, if it is true, it becomes a precious stone. It's a picture that our work is true. Gold, silver, precious stone, then we will receive a reward. But if it's burned up, wood, hay, and straw, what will happen? We will suffer loss. Yes, we are saved. We're not talking about salvation because it's by grace, but we will suffer loss. Para bang nire-recognize na lahat, ikaw nakatingin ka na lang. Wala kang recognition. That is for the believers. So that is the purpose as to why James said, do not swear. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. In other words, live a life of integrity so that you will not fall under judgment. So God is calling us, my dear brothers and sisters, to live a life of integrity. Even in the midst of suffering, we must continue to live a life of integrity. We must remain true to our words. Our words, again, our words and our works, it should match. We must obey the word of God. So here's what we need to do when we go home today. Okay? How can we live a life of integrity? Here's the application for us. Okay? Aside from the 10 rules, okay? Here's what we need to do as we go home today. First, do not exaggerate. Okay? Don't exaggerate your story. Just be true to your words. Okay? Second, do not always accuse others when they don't believe you. Look at the pattern of your life. Ba't ka ba nga ba hindi pinapaniwalaan? Di ba, pag sinabi mong, oh, darating ako dyan, 5 o'clock, ba't parang hindi sila naniniwala? Huwag kang magalit. Tingnan mo muna yung sarili mo. Baka nga may problema sa akin. Kaya hindi ako pinapaniwalaan sa mga sinasabi ko. Okay? Look at the pattern of your life. Third, live with integrity. What does it mean? Practice transparency in all your communications. Renounce pretense in all its forms. Fourth, keep your word. Ito, very practical. Okay? Being late is a form of breaking your word. Hindi totoo yung Filipino time. Tanggalin na natin yun. Iisa lang naman yung time na tinitignan natin. Okay ba yun? For GCF New Valley. Let's be true. When we say, I will be there, I will be there. Traffic eh. Talaga naman nandyan na yung traffic. It's already given. Agahan natin yung alis sa bahay. Pwede ba yun? Parang wala na akong kausap dito. Honor appointments. Being late, again, is a form of not honoring appointments. Kung tayo nga may appointment, perhaps one of the officials of the land, andun ka siguro maaga pa. Ba't pag sa mga kaibigan mo lang, pwede yan, pwede na late. Usapan, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock ka aalis ng bahay, ba't naman ganun? Lahat naghihintay na sa'yo dun eh. 5 o'clock. If you will notice here in GCF New Valley, that's what we're practicing. If we say 10 o'clock, we'll start 10 a.m. And we, as much as possible, we always end on time. Because we need to live a life of integrity. In closing, let me just read to you a story about Jephthah in the book of Judges so that somehow we will take care of what we say, especially to God, making promises to God. Open your Bibles to Judges chapter 11, and we will end with this story. Judges chapter 11, verses 30 onwards. Look at what the Word of God says. Listen to this story. And Jephthah made a vow, he made an oath to the Lord, and said, if you will give the Ammonites into my hand, then whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the Ammonites shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah crossed over to the Ammonites to fight against them, and the Lord actually honored what he said. The Lord gave them into his hand. He struck them from Aroer to the neighborhood of Minith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel Keramim with a great blow. So the Ammonites were subdued before the people of Israel. Then Jephthah came to his home at Mizpah. Remember, what is his vow? Lord, whoever, whatever comes out of my door, I will give it to you. And here's what happened. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines, with dances. She was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And as soon as he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low, and you have become the cause of great trouble to me, for I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take back my vow. And she said to him, my father, you have opened your mouth to the Lord. Do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth. Now the Lord has avenged you on your enemies, on the Ammonites. So she said to her father, let this thing be done for me. Leave me alone for 2 months, that I may go up and down on the mountains and weep for my virginity, and I and my companions. So he said, go. Then he sent her away for 2 months, and she departed, she and her companions, and wept for her virginity on the mountains. And at the end of 2 months, she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow that he has made. She had never known a man, and it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went year by year to lament the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days in a year. So be very, very careful with your vow, with your promises, what you are making promises, especially to God. Because God, he can honor his word, definitely, because God does not lie. But what about us? Do we honor our promises to God? Or not even to God, even towards men? So GCF New Valley, live a life of integrity. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word. I just pray, Lord God, that would you empower our lives so that people around us can see that we are a person of integrity in our workplace, in our school, even our family, Lord. Help us to become a person of integrity. Even in front of you, Lord God, help us. When no one is looking, Lord, help us to still be a person of integrity. Help us, Lord, to live a life of integrity, to honor our words, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that our life will truly bring glory to your name so that, Lord, when that time comes, when we meet you face to face, you will recognize us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.